Blog Talk Radio. Firefly Willows LIVE presents Evolve, featuring your host, Robin White Turtle Lisney. Evolve, nurturing the new in consciousness, the arts, and culture, with your host, Robin White Turtle Lisney. Evolve brings you people and ideas on the cutting edge of change, opening the shells of the past to move our culture into the now. We are all in great need of sustainable ideas for change. Evolve brings you the wise, the foolish, and the heart-based to help us meet the challenges of our times. Join us the third Thursday of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific Time for Evolve.
Welcome, everybody. This is your host, Robin White Turtle Lisney. And as many of you already know, that I do healing work and also have several books. The latest is called Heart Path Handbook, and also Poems for the Lost Seer. Today I have a special guest, Peggy Black, who is a transducer, scribe, and witness, and author. She's a world traveler and lecturer with 35 years experience in the healing field. She's been featured internationally in television and radio and print media. Peggy's a multidimensional channel whose gifts as clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudient, intuitive, allow her to assist individuals to live empowered and abundant lives. Peggy receives transmissions from her celestial team, which she calls the morning messages. Sacred sounds,
salutaris.
Peggy uses powerful core sounds for vibrational healing. She's passionate about sharing the power of sound as a healing modality. She believes consciously intended sounds relieve stress, clear blockages, and elevate awareness, promoting wholeness and healing. Welcome, Peggy.
Well, thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so great to have you. Today, we're going to talk about conscious alchemy, and this is going to be a wonderful show. We're going to learn about the effective methods to work with energy and power of sound to transform emotions for the self and our global community. We're going to learn how to become a conscious alchemist to empower you in your work, relationships, and everyday life. We have the power to transform ourselves in our world. Setting a positive vibration can build our awareness, relieve stress, clear blockages to help us live at the highest level of our awareness for the good of the planet. Now is the time to make those changes felt by releasing negative emotions and moving into the present moment with clear intentions and moving into your dreams. So, Peggy, I'm so happy to have you here. Tell us a little more about what conscious alchemy actually is.
Well, first of all, I'd like to just address everyone listening to this program, and I want to acknowledge you for being a conscious alchemist.
Thank you.
It might be not be a title that you would put on your resume. It might not be something you'd even think about. But what you need to realize is that you are a creator of your reality. And being a conscious alchemist is that you claim that. You understand who you are as this magnificent, conscious, beautiful being that happens to have a physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And so you interface with reality, your reality,
mm-hmm.
every day, in all the ways you speak your words, what you offer to your family and community, your thoughts, your intentions, are always impacting the field in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So a conscious alchemist knows this and uses this to the benefit of their life and to the planet.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. So tell me a little bit about how we can use conscious alchemy in our everyday lives, because we know what it means, setting our intentions and clearing energies, but how would you give me a couple practical ways that we could do that?
Well, you spoke first of all of intentions, and I work a lot with sound, and so one of the things that's so important for everyone to really begin to claim is you might not be a singer, you might not do chants, you might not use mantras or anything of that nature, but every word you speak is a sound.
Mm-hmm.
Every word you speak to your family, your friends, your community, the clerk in the grocery store, that's your power, is the words you say. And most importantly, the words you say to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always doing a lot of self-talk, isn't that true?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So how empowering are you to yourself? Or how self-criticism, always finding fault with your behavior, your action, or you could do more, so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, it's just claiming who you are as a powerful being and that your words make a difference.
Yes.
And if you begin to start watching your words, how you speak to yourself, how you speak to your family, your friends, anyone that you're dealing with, is going to make a difference. That's a beginning awareness for us to really recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And then to recognize that when you speak your words with intention, the universe, the energetic field, the quantum field is going to match it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you begin to play in that realm of creating.
Mm-hmm.
And the team, the beautiful celestial beings and team I work with, have often said that humanity has things upside down and backwards. Because what we do, we've been taught to worry.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught to be fearful.
Right.
And if we're creators, if we're powerful, if our worries and if our emotions, which are vibrations, our thoughts, which are vibrations, our words are vibrations, if we're sending out vibrations of worry,
mm-hmm.
then we're just calling forth more of the same from the quantum field.
Yes.
Of all neutrality. And so the key to remember is in this process of that, recognizing that the quantum field is going to respond to whatever you say. So I invite everybody for the next month to notice how many times they say, oh, I'm just really worried about this,
mm-hmm.
or I'm really fearful about this.
Right.
And begin to instead use your creative power, your words, your intentions, your vibrations to go, I'm so grateful for the perfect outworkings of this situation,
mm-hmm.
which then invites another resolve to come in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the key things most people use their power, I would say incorrectly, is worrying about money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's worried about money, worry about money, not enough, not sufficient,
right?
So forth and so on. The more you worry about it, you're creating the same reality over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you begin to say, I relax and know that money is going to flow to me,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden you begin to open a channel that lets the universe match that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a phrase that I use, and I'll give it to everyone. It's a beautiful acknowledgement. I call it blue sky money.
Ah, I love it.
And so blue sky money is money that comes to me unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
It's not money so much that I earned or I know someone's going to send me money. It's just all of a sudden blue sky money that appears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have opportunities to have blue sky money. But I will say in the last probably 6 or 7 years that I've been using this term, my office goddess this last year said, do you realize how much blue sky money you generated this year? And I generated over $6,000.
Wow.
So I invite you to begin to let the universe support you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call it forth, invite it,
mm-hmm.
use your true creative power in a way that's going to delight you.
Yeah.
That's who we are.
Yeah. Well, and the idea of blue sky money is just that it can come out of the blue.
That's exactly right.
That's wonderful.
You know, somebody all of a sudden, a debt that you've written off, you just know you're never going to get that money back. All of a sudden, you go to your mailbox, it open, and here's a check that says, I know I've owed you this money for so many years, and I came into some money and I wanted to pay you off first. That's blue sky money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I go to my post office box, and I have a website, and I have subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go, and once in a while, there will be a check in there for $10, donation for the work I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times I've gone and had $1,000 gifted to me because of the work I'm doing.
Mm, nice.
So you begin to open a new door.
Right, how marvelous. Yeah. Well, I think that using conscious alchemy as a transformative tool can help us. You were speaking before we started today about cleansing the money. You want to talk about that a little?
I do.
I think that's exciting.
A few years ago, and you can go to my website, which is morningmessages.com, there's a YouTube called Cleanse the Currency. And so this YouTube, Cleanse the Currency, what the team was inviting me to do and to share with all my subscribers was currency, monies, the $5 bills, the dollar bills, the $20 bills, when we pick up that currency, and if we're paying for our groceries, and maybe that's our last $20 for a while, mm-hmm. or we're real short of money, or we feel like the groceries are too expensive, we're infusing that money with our vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And that money takes that vibration on. So
mm-hmm.
the next person picks up that $5 bill, and they infuse that $5 bill with all their limiting beliefs about
right,
money.
Right, right.
And so then you go to the bank and you cash a check and you get some money back from the bank, and you're taking and putting in your pocketbook or your purse this money that has all of this, so to speak, limiting vibration,
mm-hmm.
this scarcity, this lack, this greed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it in your pocketbook into your energy field. And if you have any limiting beliefs around money, guess what's going to get activated?
Those limiting beliefs.
Those
right?
limiting beliefs. So the team invited me that when I go to the bank, to call in divine beings, call in angels, beings of light, and say, cleanse the currency in this financial building.
Mm-hmm.
So that all the vibrations of scarcity and lack are replaced by light.
Mm.
And this goes out and blesses everyone and everything it touches.
I love that.
And they also say, be mindful that when you get change from the grocery store, before you put that money in your pocket or your purse, say, I just cleanse this money of any vibrations it might be carrying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a, what is that stuff that we put on our hands now that takes all the germs off?
Oh, yeah, like a sanitizer.
Sanitizer.
Yeah, sanitizer, yeah.
It's a mental sanitizer for the money you're receiving.
Oh, how marvelous. I love that.
And that's part of being a conscious alchemist.
Uh-huh.
You begin to realize and claim your power
mm-hmm.
to truly transform the reality you're stepping into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
We're in a physical body, but we're really a multidimensional being.
Mm-hmm.
We're a divine consciousness. We're divine consciousness as a multidimensional being.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, we have the birthright and the responsibility to transform misqualified energy.
Mm-hmm. I love that term, misqualified, because it's really when people are unconscious about their thoughts and putting out negative thoughts all the time, or extreme worry or extreme anxiety or anger. It goes out like thought forms in the world.
Absolutely.
And we run into them occasionally.
It's not occasionally, Robin.
We swim in them.
Yeah. You know, we're in this collective conscious field all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And our media and the news is always telling us things we need to really be fearful about and worry
right.
about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my team also, speaking of a conscious alchemist, years ago, they had me doing what they called news homework because I didn't read the paper. I didn't watch the news. I didn't like it. It was depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to me, do you realize that you can watch the news or read an article in your newspaper and you can transform or add light to that event?
Mm-hmm.
So I read the newspaper every morning, and when I see a situation of a family that has experienced some tragedy, I just simply say, I call upon a being or beings of light. I invite them in to minister to this family in this tragic event.
Mm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
or if I hear of a conflict that's being broadcast on the news, I immediately call in divine beings
mm-hmm.
and I say, go to that area of conflict and minister to everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, we become conscious alchemists.
Mm-hmm.
We're inviting divine spirit and beings of love and light into this free will dimension to do big work.
And harmony.
In harmony.
Harmony, yeah.
Add harmony.
I often think, you know, when I hear things on the news that people get in an accident or whatever, I pray for those people, and I've been doing that for many years.
I think most all of the listeners do that kind
yeah,
of work.
Yeah, right, right. And this adds another dimension to it, to call on people to be there for them, or beings of light to be there for them. That's really beautiful. I love that.
Well, for an example, a conscious alchemist, claiming to be a conscious alchemist, you can be in the marketplace, and you can see a mother who's tired and stressy, and she's just being really intense with a child
mm-hmm.
in ways verbally that you wish she wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you do is you want to judge it.
Yeah.
And instead, I just call upon an angelic being or a being of light, and I'll just say, please minister and offer love to this mother and child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you know, like when I go into the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
We go into the grocery store most of the time unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
We got things on our mind. We're buying our groceries. But periodically, I really step in there as a conscious alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm buying my produce, I literally say, I send blessings to every hand that touched this produce in this store that allows me to select.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the person that planted the seed and tilled the field and picked the product, that packed the product, that delivered it in the truck, all those people, in that one gesture, consciously, I've offered a blessing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's what we can do all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and that's
mm-hmm.
part of being awake and aware that your energy is making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is anyway.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
are you adding to life-sustaining things mm-hmm. or life-diminishing things?
Right, right. Well, I think that's a really important point. How can we enhance our lives and support our lives? And we're certainly coming up on a very important transition here, this big grand cross that's happening.
Absolutely.
And also the, you know, the eclipses and all of the cosmos is kind of saying, pay attention. And what I know that I got in a meditation last night was that this grand cross, this big conjunction of Uranus and Pluto and Mars and Saturn is a doorway to the new age. And what are we going to bring into the new age? Are we going to bring in the energy of worry and fear? Or are we going to bring in the energy of an enlightened, conscious alchemist?
Exactly.
And we can choose.
We're at choice every moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I had a daughter who was addicted to drugs,
mm.
and it was a serious addiction, and mm. I was very, very worried and concerned, of course, as any mother would be,
mm-hmm.
and I prayed, and I lay awake at night, and picturing the worst-case scenario,
mm-hmm.
and one day the team said to me, your worry is adding more to her burden
mm-hmm.
than it is helping.
Mm-hmm.
Now we want you and invite you to see her as healed.
Mm-hmm.
See her whole. See her smiling and happy.
Mm-hmm.
See her in her joy and fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of worry, I started seeing her and envisioning her in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm happy to report she's been clean and sober for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, we were talking on the phone, and she just out of the blue said to me, she says, Mom, I think I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
Oh, how wonderful. Yeah.
But the idea was, see, I was using my power
mm-hmm.
to not support her,
mm-hmm.
but by seeing her at her best,
mm-hmm.
her shining, her healed, her wholeness, then she was able to match that energy.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
was able to see that future as well
mm-hmm.
and move toward it.
Yeah.
And I know we're all dealing with loved ones who are having their own crisis.
Right.
And as parents, how can we be more of a conscious alchemist?
Right, right. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. When we come back, we're going to take a little break. And this is the show Evolve. And we're here with Peggy Black, and we'll be right back.
Evolve, nurturing the new in consciousness, the arts, and culture, with your host, Robin White Turtle Lisney. Evolve brings you people and ideas on the cutting edge of change, opening the shells of the past to move our culture into the now. We are all in great need of sustainable ideas for change. Evolve brings you the wise, the foolish, and the heart-based, to help us meet the challenges of our times. Join us the third Thursday of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific Time for Evolve. A personal tarot reading can offer you insight, information, enlightenment, and empowerment along your life's path. Hi-C is a professional tarot conversationalist and ritualist with over 10 years' experience. He's available for readings in a variety of formats, including parties and events. To schedule your personal tarot reading, contact Hi-C at tarotbyhic.net or email him at hic@fireflywillows.com.
Welcome back. This is Robin White Turtle Disney, your host for the show Evolve. This is a show that helps support consciousness through the arts and through culture in a variety of ways. Today, our guest is Peggy Black, who is a transducer, scribe, and witness. She's the author, an author and a world traveler, and lectures with 35 years' experience in the healing field. She's passionate about sharing the power of sound as a healing modality and believes consciously intended sound relieves stress, clears blockages, and elevates awareness, promoting wholeness and healing. Welcome back, Peggy.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, and now we're going to continue talking about conscious alchemy. And when we left off, we were talking about parenting and using conscious alchemy with parents. And I know when I do counseling and healing work with people, I'm always saying, what's the message you're sending to the universe about your child?
Yes, exactly.
Because someone will say, well, my problem child is this one, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And what does that do? But it sets out the message of this is a problem child, and there's a lot of problems with this child. And instead of this is a child that I love very much and is presenting this particular challenge. You know, we tend to kind of globalize the challenges with our kids sometimes.
We do that, and also what we're doing in that respect is taking the power away from that individual, be it a partner, a friend, a relative, a child,
mm-hmm.
is here again. What is it that you want from that individual? What is the highest and best that you would like to see that person, that child, attain?
Mm-hmm.
Use your creative power for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the team talks an awful lot, and I use this at all times, is the quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
That's the field of your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
As adults, we've kind of put that aside.
Right.
But I just invite everyone to re-engage with their imagination.
Right.
Because as a conscious alchemist, you have to realize that what you envision and hold your focus on is going to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Because energy follows thought.
Right.
So if you go to the quantum field, you can invite your child
mm-hmm.
to the quantum field with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their higher self. That's who they are in their divineness. And just say, how can I support you live a happier life? Dialogue with them, which is bypassing their ego or their fears or their drama.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that with your partners, you can do that with friends or coworkers, and then always thank that person for joining you in this sacred space. And do that for a number of days. You'll be amazed at how different the relationships will unfold.
Yes, yes. Well, talk a little bit about entering the quantum field. Do you do this in meditation, or do you do this? Talk a little bit.
I'm not a big meditator. I know a lot of people are, but that's not one of the tools that I use,
mm-hmm.
and I can just imagine, and I've created these chambers or sacred spaces. I call them alchemy chambers,
mm-hmm.
alchemist chambers. So I have an alchemist chamber that I've closed my eyes and envisioned,
mm-hmm.
and it's a healing room.
Oh.
And I have a reclining place where I can recline. I've got beautiful crystals and flowers and plants, and the colors are very supportive of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And every night before I fall asleep in my physical reality, I take myself to that quantum
mm-hmm.
healing room,
mm-hmm.
and I lay down and I ask divine beings to come in and minister to my body,
mm-hmm.
my physical body that is sleeping, but also my energetic body.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning I wake up and I feel revitalized.
Uh-huh.
And so I have an alchemist chamber in which I meet people, like I was sharing, loved ones. You bring them. Some of them I've created and had for 35 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I taught my children how to go to their alchemist chambers at school. And I said, put your desk in an imaginary place. And as you're doing homework at your real desk, imagine your files, your notes, your books, everything you need for this class. Not only is it on your physical desk in this reality, but put it in this imaginary place.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you're in class taking a test and you need to find an answer, you can close your eyes, go to the imaginary desk, and all your material is there.
Mm-hmm.
You can access the answers from that space.
Yeah.
I have a daughter that went through high school using that method.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, we've got so much available to us.
Yes, yes, we do.
So an alchemist chamber, you can create a creative chamber for yourself that you
mm-hmm.
go and do creative things in the quantum field of your imagination
mm-hmm.
and then come back and then physically be inspired to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a little bit like the heart path process that I teach, because in the heart path process, I've been guided to show people this chamber or this garden in their hearts. And so I guide people into their hearts where they can work out the relationships of their different aspects of themselves, their child, their animals, their inner parents, their high self. Because sometimes when they're in conflict with themselves, like a part of them really wants the best for their child and the other part just wants to mock her in the next week, you know. So then you have those conflicting parts. How do you reconcile that? And
right.
So this is one place, another way to do it.
Sure.
But I love the idea of a imaginary chamber or a place where we can go to be in that healing
yeah.
place. It's great.
And the one thing to realize, too, is if you're not good with imagination,
mm-hmm.
if that's not one of your skills, if you're not somebody that envisions things, then I invite you to cut out pictures.
Mm-hmm.
out of magazines of a healing room or mm-hmm. a beautiful setting or temple that you would like to meet your beloved and call your beloved into your life.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you don't have to just see it in your mind's eye.
Right.
The trick of working with the quantum field
mm-hmm.
is your vibration that you offer the quantum field,
mm-hmm.
the emotions that you give the quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
So you enter it from a place of gratitude,
mm-hmm.
excitement,
mm-hmm.
because that's your place to create.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts in that quantum field of energy before it's ever physical.
Mm-hmm.
It's always energy first, pure energy before it's physical.
Mm-hmm.
And so you begin to create at the source.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is having it upside down and backwards is we create from the physical and try to manifest it from that perspective.
Yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. Well, I love the idea of being able to create our own transformational chamber, because that's
yes.
really what the alchemist is about.
Yes, absolutely.
It's transforming energy. I think that people sometimes get hung up on the idea that, oh, it's negative energy, but we can transform that energy. We don't have to put up with it being the way it is.
Well, the truth is if we recognize ourselves
mm-hmm.
as transformers,
mm-hmm.
if we recognize ourselves, and who, when I say ourselves, I'm talking about the divine consciousness of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have a physical body because a physical body is required in this reality.
Right.
But there's a divine consciousness that's animating our physical self.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, from that perspective, you are an alchemist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're here to transform this qualified energy. So if you feel fear, transform it with sound.
Mm-hmm.
Transform it with intention.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to run it through your body.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to keep telling your body or your other people your stories over and over, which generate the same type of, how you say, repeated energy.
Right, right, right. And I think sometimes when people are going over their stories, they're trying to work something out. They're trying to learn something from it, but at a certain point, it's just reinforcing it,
yeah.
and it's not really helping. It's
no.
reinforcing the drama of the story or the sadness of the story or the loss, or and not really emphasizing, like,
where are you really now? Like, where are we, where can we go from here?
Well, if we look at, if we look at ourselves, and I'm saying this in the tenderest way, if we look at ourselves as biocomputers,
mm-hmm.
and we have programs that run,
mm-hmm.
and some of those programs were given to us as a child,
right?
And some of them are not supportive programs. Most
right.
of us have a lot of stuff that's not supportive,
right?
And the key thing is, if you are working on a physical computer and you had a program that kept getting glitches
mm-hmm.
and wasn't producing the results you wanted, you would delete that and replace it with something new.
Right, right.
And so that's one of the things you can do in some of your chambers, is
mm-hmm.
you can begin to be kind to that little one that stored that program that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give that little 4-year-old or that little 5-year-old an opportunity to clear with sound all the emotions they stored about being embarrassed or hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you clear that keeper, or you clear that little one in a way, as here again, an alchemist,
mm-hmm.
a conscious alchemist,
mm-hmm.
so that it doesn't run your show all the time.
Right, right. I think that one of the things I love teaching people is how to separate from your parents' energy and your inner parents. Your inner parents are different than your outer parents. And the inner parents are the ones who've always wanted to love you just the way you are. And the outer parents loved you as best they could, but very often their messages aren't helpful to you as you get older. They may reinforce things that you don't necessarily want to reinforce at a certain point, and as an adult you can make those choices. So it helps to release the energy of the parents and take in the energy of your inner parents. And then set intentions, like you're
yeah.
saying,
yeah.
How we want to proceed with ourselves. So.
Well, one of the things, Robin, about energy that because I've done energy work just as you have, and
mm-hmm.
most of the listeners have probably worked in it in some capacity, is we have this very complex way in which we supposedly shield from energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the team is always inviting me and anyone that receives a private mm-hmm. session, is the first thing you need to do each morning when you wake up is you say, I'm fully embodied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anchored to this planet
mm-hmm.
and I'm connected to my own divine source and guidance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sets a very strong field.
Yes.
Because what you've done by saying I'm fully embodied, you've invited your divine conscious self into your physical vehicle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit like your body takes you from place to place. Your
mm-hmm.
automobile takes you from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not fully embodied, it's a little bit like running alongside your car, trying to reach in through the window to give it directions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you claim yourself as being fully embodied and anchored to this planet and connected to divine source.
Mm-hmm.
That stabilizes you.
Yes.
That's a divine partnership right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the day, because everyone is empathic,
mm-hmm.
everyone is sensitive, everyone feels the emotions and vibrations of their surroundings and others.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the day, you just simply say, all energy that does not belong to me, I send it back blessed and transformed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all energy I've sent forth, I call back blessed and transformed
mm-hmm.
and integrate it with grace and ease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the old paradigm that we're moving out of was you needed to shield from energy
mm-hmm.
or push against other people's energy that
mm-hmm.
you didn't want in your field.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're fully embodied, your field is so magnificent, you don't have to shield.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you, and I try to help people get grounded. I mean, I think embodied spirituality is so important to me because it's the only way that you really fully embrace yourself. And then to do that, you also move more deeply into the awareness that this is your gift, is to be fully embodied. This is your gift to then be embodied and then make choices about how you want to be in the world.
And I think a lot of people, Robin, haven't, first of all, as children, we haven't been taught we were alchemists.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so we feel an emotion and we suppress it. We
mm-hmm.
put it in our body.
Mm-hmm.
We store it in our organs, in our bones, in our tissues.
Uh-huh.
And we're told to shut up as children.
Right.
And here we are, this vibrational being, and we take on, so to speak, toxic, misqualified energy and emotions.
Right. Right.
We store it in our body,
right.
And then our body begins to malfunction.
Yes, exactly.
And so that's where sound comes in.
Right.
Intention and sound. So you can sound your emotions
right.
to clear them.
Right. How wonderful.
Oh, it's a, you're each person's voice is their own healing instrument.
Yeah.
Whether they you hum or sing or chant or do what I call free sounds.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a story. My daughter in Hawaii had a baby. Her baby was within a year, and she had her nephew, a
mm-hmm.
teenage boy, living with her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she had an executive job,
mm-hmm.
and every morning she had diapers to change, bottles to make, his tennis shoes to find and homework to find and all the stuff that mothers have to deal with before they go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So she would get in her car, and for the 7 minutes she drove to work, she would just sound at the top of her lungs all that frustration, all that intensity, all
mm-hmm.
those emotions that she had experienced trying to get everybody together and ready.
Mm-hmm.
She'd get to her job. She worked as an executive in a big hotel there in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
She would go in with her briefcase all dressed up, and she was an efficient executive.
Mm-hmm.
She honored her staff. She had meetings. She answered phone calls. She handled problems. And a busy, busy day.
Yeah.
She would get in her automobile, and the 7 minutes home, she would sound and let go of all the stress from work.
Mm-hmm.
All the upsets and the phone calls and the deadlines that weren't met and so forth. She let it all go. So that when she stepped out of her car and into her home, she was ready to be with her family.
Mm-hmm.
She hadn't dragged all these emotions home with her
mm-hmm.
or her family situation to work.
Yeah.
It's a simple tool.
It's a wonderful tool. And I want to talk more about that when we come back. This is Evolve, and we're here with Peggy Black, who is a transducer, scribe, and witness, author, and world traveler. And we'll be right back.
Evolve, nurturing the new in consciousness, the arts, and culture, with your host, Robin White Turtle Lisney. Evolve brings you people and ideas on the cutting edge of change, opening the shells of the past to move our culture into the now. We are all in great need of sustainable ideas for change. Evolve brings you the wise, the foolish, and the heart-based to help us meet the challenges of our times. Join us the third Thursday of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, for Evolve. You're listening to Evolve with host Robin Lisney on Firefly Willows, LIVE. Find out more at fireflywillows.com. Enjoy the show.
And we're back with Peggy Black. This is your host, Robin White Turtle Lisney, and I'm here with Peggy Black, who is a transducer, scribe and witness, author and world traveler and lecturer, with 35 years' experience in the healing field. She's been featured internationally in television, radio, and print media. Peggy is a multidimensional channel whose gifts as a clairsentient, clairvoyant, and clairaudient intuitive allow her to assist individuals to live empowered and abundant lives. She receives transmissions from her celestial team, which she calls the morning messages. Sacred sounds, Salutaris. Yeah, thank you. Peggy uses powerful core sounds for vibrational healing, and we're going to talk about that right now. So I'm very excited about the sound healing. So what kind of sounds would your daughter use in Hawaii?
Yeah. I host a sound pod that meets once a month.
Uh-huh.
And what we do is free sound. So everyone has days that are frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has experiences in which somebody says something that invalidates them or makes them feel less than or even stirs up some anger.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens to be a coworker or even your employer, you can't get angry at that situation.
Right, you have to stuff it.
So you stuff it. So what happens to it when it's stuffed?
Uh-huh.
And so what you do is during free sound or at your assigned time in the
mm-hmm.
shower
mm-hmm.
or in your automobile or someplace in nature, you just let that frustration go as a sound.
Mm-hmm.
You let that anger go as a sound
mm-hmm.
without any inhibitions. Just scream it or moan it or groan it or however you need to express it, but you get it out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most powerful tool you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a pain in your body, you can begin to relieve that pain with sound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You begin to ask that pain, if you could be an emotion, what emotion might be here?
Mm-hmm.
Because you might have stored a lot of anger in that sore shoulder that hurts you all the time.
Right.
And all you need to do is put your attention there and
mm-hmm.
say, okay, I'm going to pretend or imagine that I've got anger in this joint
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to give it expression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Children do this before they're shut down.
Right, they do. They'll go into all kinds of sound making.
Even the joyful sound.
Right.
As adults, we even inhibit our joyful sound.
Yes.
Now, I will say, in our society, free sounds are most expressed at sporting events.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
People go to sporting events. They love sporting events. What? They can stand up and shout their loudest.
Yeah.
So it gets that frustration, that anger, that worry, all those pent-up emotions out of their system.
Right.
But you can do that without being at a sporting event.
Right.
And that's the whole goal.
Right. And to be a conscious alchemist, we want to do it when it works for us.
Absolutely.
And not necessarily have to go to a sporting event or do it in another way. So I think it's great that this gives people an opportunity to kind of just get it out. I know I do that in my car a lot when I get in my car.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm frustrated by something, I'll make sounds and let it go in that way.
Yeah.
And so it's not about making happy sounds all the time. It's about really just allowing the emotion to come out of our systems. And
well, what we've repressed, Robin, from my experience, and I can say this to be truthful,
mm-hmm.
I was a repressor of emotion, is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up in the early 90s. I returned from Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
I'd lived there, been married, got married in England, lived in Arabia for a year and a half,
uh-huh.
came home and ended this 13-year relationship. And it was sad. Oh, my gosh, it was so devastating. And I was guided to take my emotions to my altar. And I have an altar in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go in and close the closet door, and I would say to the divine, here's my grief. And I would cry and keen and sob until there was nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say to Divine Spirit, I'm giving these emotions to you as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
I felt them. I'm giving them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I raged,
mm-hmm.
raged and screamed and pounded the floor. And I remember my mother saying, you are grieving more over this relationship than I've ever known you to grieve.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, Mother, this is all the grief I never let myself feel.
Right.
This is all the rage I never let myself feel.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the frustration. I did that for 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day, but when the emotions would arise,
right.
instead of stuffing them with food or stuffing them with activity or anything that we have a common practice of doing,
mm-hmm.
I took them to my altar
mm-hmm.
and I emoted them, I sounded them, I expressed them
mm-hmm.
fully.
Mm-hmm.
And transformed my life. I cleaned out my emotional storage.
Mm-hmm. I think that when I lost my daughter, that was the same thing. I did the same thing. Instead of resisting the emotions that came up, I would ride the waves and go into it.
Oh, yeah.
And head first.
Yeah.
Because I had to allow those emotions to keep rolling. And then when they stopped, then when the wave would stop or subside a little bit, then I was able to kind of get my equilibrium back, because it was like tidal waves that
oh,
would come
yes.
over you. And so I had to just go with the tidal wave. And I didn't resist it. And I did that for a long time, and I started to find myself having a lot more time between the waves.
Yes.
And then, you know, the waves weren't so big, or they might come once a year,
right,
like around anniversaries or birthdays or something like that. And so as I went along, it helped me to go into the feelings, because I really feel, and I'd love to get your take on this, Peggy, I really feel our emotions are the place where our spirit is meeting the physical body. And it's kind of where the rubber hits the road, is right at that emotional moment. And if we can go into that moment and allow it to release, then it doesn't have to come into our physical body.
It doesn't get stored. That's the part of being the alchemist.
Right.
The team says you're here in embodiment,
mm-hmm,
to feel emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And the key for you to know is you're here to transform those emotions.
Right.
You're here to sound them or do energy work to move them,
mm-hmm,
rather than suppress them, rather than stuff them into your body.
Right.
And so we're here as these divine beings,
mm-hmm,
to transform misqualified energy and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And our planet has lots of energy that needs transforming.
It does. It does.
Because we've been generating lots of fear and worry and jealousy and prejudice, and all of these emotional vibrations haven't been supporting life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're here as light workers,
mm-hmm,
to feel an emotion without judgment, go, whoa, that was some anger. I'm going to transform it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to now add light to the collective consciousness. And the more that we become these conscious alchemists, the more we transform our own personal stuff, then we can start doing global stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And actually, your stuff is global stuff.
Right, right. Well, the more that we embrace, we used to do meditation with the Heart Path process at a Stargate work that I used to do meditation groups, and I still do meditation groups, but what we would do is put the planet in the middle.
Absolutely.
And send it light and love and healing, and allow for the planet to release all of those negative emotions as much as possible. And sometimes collective guided imagery like that, or collective consciousness,
is good,
and it's alchemical for the good of all beings.
It absolutely is. One of the things about emotions is we're afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
see, we don't want to feel fear. We don't want to feel anger or rage, especially if we're spiritual. Spiritual people shouldn't be angry and rageful.
Yeah, or inadequate.
Or
you know,
inadequate, or unloved,
people.
Or unsupported.
Right.
But the thing about it is we're empathic beings.
Yeah.
We feel each other's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the team is always reminding me, what percentage of what you're feeling is personally yours?
Mm-hmm.
What percentage belongs to the others? Because
mm-hmm.
we take on so much of our surroundings,
mm-hmm.
so much of the energy signatures of others we take on, thinking it's ours.
Yeah. And sometimes some of us are here to work with the collective consciousness.
We're all here to work with the collective consciousness.
Yeah. And sometimes we do take those other emotions on, and we don't always have to do that. I mean, we can't process everybody's emotions. We've just got to work with ourselves.
But Robin, you're right. But
mm-hmm.
when we feel it, we process it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see?
Right.
We process it. Now, the team will say that we can also set up a sacred space where I'm fully embodied, anchored to the planet, connected to source. Allow me to be an alchemist. Please witness and support me, divine source, and let me express the pain and distress from this event.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're just doing work on an event that's taken place on the planet that we don't necessarily feel in our body,
mm-hmm.
but now we're really doing different work beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to feel it to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a huge difference to think about. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We're here with Peggy Black, who is a transducer, scribe and witness, author and world traveler, lecturer with 35 years experience in the healing field. And I'm Robin White Turtle with me, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Evolve, nurturing the new in consciousness, the arts, and culture, with your host, Robin White Turtle Lisney. Evolve brings you people and ideas on the cutting edge of change, opening the shells of the past to move our culture into the now. We are all in great need of sustainable ideas for change. Evolve brings you the wise, the foolish, and the heart-based to help us meet the challenges of our times. Join us the third Thursday of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific Time for Evolve. At Firefly Willows, LIVE, we're working hard to be your trusted source for fun, enlightening, and heart-centered information and community. And we're passionate about the art of transformative media, the new leading edge of communication in our highly connected, media-rich world. If you're passionate about facilitating change and you have gifts or ideas you'd like to share, come join us, host a show, or be a guest, or connect us to an amazing speaker or teacher whose message is too good to miss. There's always room for courageous, knowledgeable changemakers, inspired artists, and new ideas. Let us know you're interested. Send an email to info@fireflywillows.com. We're Firefly Willows, LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
Welcome back. This is Robin White Turtle Lisney, and I'm here with Peggy Black, who is a transducer, scribe, and witness. She's a clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudient, intuitive, who helps assist individuals to more empowered and abundant lives. She receives transmissions from her celestial team, which she calls the morning messages. Sacred sounds,
salutaris.
I've been tripping on that word every time. Salutaris. Peggy uses powerful core sounds for vibrational healing. She's passionate about sharing the power of sound as a healing modality. She believes consciously intended sounds relieve stress, clear blockages, and elevate awareness, promoting wholeness and healing. And today we're talking about conscious alchemy and how we can transform through sound as well as through other ways. So let's do some sounding, shall we?
I would love to. I would like to invite the listeners, if it's appropriate and safe for you to close your eyes, place your awareness in your heart, and remember, energy follows thought. So focus on some aspect of your body, if you want, or your life or relationships that you would like this energy to uplift. These are vibrations, sound vibrations. And so just allow these sounds to be a gift.
Ooh.
Thank you, Peggy. That's wonderful. So those sounds, as we take them in, can just help us transform our negative emotions and to help us heal and cleanse. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah. So I want to ask, what was it that you felt when you were doing those sounds? Because those came right out of your mouth. So that's amazing to me. You know, all of that sound came from you, came through you.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, Robin. I've been doing these kind of sounds, shamanic sounds, since 94.
Mm-hmm.
So my voice has a certain tone to it,
mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically surrender.
Yes.
And let whatever sound wants to come out without any judgment,
mm-hmm.
I just let it come out.
Yeah.
Whether it's big or small or deep or
mm-hmm.
pulsing, I don't judge it. I don't question it. I just allow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just invite everyone to try that,
mm-hmm.
practice it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you set an intention with those sounds to, say, break through a blockage in ourselves or to remove a kind of an energy that's been hanging out with us for a while. How does that work? How would someone do that? Like if they wanted to, say, transform a relationship that they don't particularly like the energy in it, maybe.
Well, first of all, it's your focus.
Right.
It's your intention and your focus.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, it's my intention that these sounds clear within myself.
Mm-hmm.
Any barrier or blockage to this situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It all starts with ourselves.
Yes, everything does.
And so you can say, you know, I offer these sounds as healing sounds.
Right.
Mothers know sounds.
Right.
They coo to their babies. They
yeah.
sing to their babies. Women use sound a lot more maybe than even, well, I'll take that back. Men use sounds in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is we already do this on some level.
Mm-hmm.
It's just doing it consciously, using it as a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, I am so glad that you came today and that we had this chance to talk about conscious alchemy and how it can affect energy and the power of sound to transform our emotions and our global community. So thank you so much. And this is Robin White Turtle listening, and you're listening to Evolve. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. This program was brought to you by Firefly Willows, LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Deb Caracella. Please join us next time on Firefly Willows, LIVE for Convergence with John Caracella, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m.